My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Friday Travel and Cruise Industry News podcast. On this, the 16th day of February 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia, Central Virginia area. A pretty seasonal day today. A little cool, but not cold. Maybe we'll get by without having any more rain. That would be nice. All right, we've got several stories this morning. We've got a major breaking news item. Literally, folks, it's broken just within the last hour. And that's about the Skagway floating dock has been damaged. Also this morning, a man overboard from an MSC ship. A Royal orders another Oasis class ship. Holland America enhances their Alaska offerings. And a New York fight against cruise ship. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock this morning. Today, folks, is National Tartar Sauce Day. If I'm eating fish, I tend to be more of a cocktail sauce kind of person. So go out and get some fish today, folks, with some tartar sauce. That's okay. I could do that. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from. All the big guys, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Stitcher, any of them. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening via the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed to check out pictures or clips or interviews from that day's show, there's always a link in the description of the podcast that will allow you to do just that. All right, don't forget, folks, August 14th, Grand Princess from Vancouver to Anchorage. That's the next cruise with Chili. It is up now on the blog, on my travel schedule. So if you need to, you can always refer to that. Remember, folks, this is going from Vancouver to Anchorage. And at Anchorage, you have a bunch of options. One, you can continue on for a land package to go to Denali. Secondly, you could stay on the ship and go right back to Vancouver. Or you could spend some time in Anchorage. You could do like I did last year. I spent 3 days in Anchorage and then got on another ship on the southbound side. So those are all kinds of options you can put into your equation for your dream of an Alaska trip. All right, please, folks, smash that thumbs up button. And if you haven't subscribed, take this as my invitation to do so. We're moving right along with our subscriptions. And we're heading toward 10,000 by next week. I wish. All right, guys, breaking news this morning. You know, I rarely, because of the timing of this show, I rarely get a chance to give you actual breaking news. But this literally came in just an hour ago from the borough manager of Skagway, Alaska, Mr. Matt Ryan. And it was actually a letter sent out to residents and stakeholders with an update on the Skagway cruise dock float. The Port of Skagway wishes to provide an important update regarding a recent incident involving the transportation of Skagway's new cruise dock float designed for the Ore Peninsula facility. As many of you are aware, the cruise dock float has been en route to Skagway since February 2nd. Over the weekend, it was stationed in the Ketchikan area, awaiting suitable weather conditions to proceed with its journey to Skagway. Now, remember, folks, this all goes back to the whole business with the landslides and all that business. It goes back 2 years. On the morning of February 12th, the tug captain notified Pacific Pile and Marine that they would resume the tow. However, later in the morning, they informed the folks in Skagway that the dock had unexpectedly suffered damage during the towing process and separated into three sections. Currently, the separated sections of the dock are secured in the Ward Cove for a thorough evaluation of the damage. Representative from the manufacturer in the assessment process. We have a tentative plan to replace the two broken sections while the dock is in Ketchikan, and delivered to the dock before the 2024 cruise ship season. Boy, I'm going to be surprised that that happens. We understand the importance of the cruise dock float to our community and visitors alike, and we are committed to resolve the situation promptly and efficiently. Thank you for understanding and patience as we navigate through this challenging time. Well, yeah, folks, I got to tell you, it's going to be a challenging time, okay? Let's see what, if I can pull up Nate. Nate said this could have severe impact for Skagway. The one dock has been destroyed, so if the floating dock can't get fixed or replaced in time, ships will moor or drop anchor, and they'll have to tender. The railroad forward dock is already a tender dock. So, yeah, he said this can get messy. I can believe that. So, folks, for now, I wouldn't make a whole lot of plans for Skagway because, wow, that could be changing. And, you know, I'm going to be doing the same thing. I had plans while I'm in Skagway for an excursion, but now we got to wait and see, you know, if it's tender in, if I can even get ashore. So, yeah, things are definitely up in the air. All right, so that's breaking news this morning from Skagway, Alaska, folks. All right, I'll be back with a couple more news stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The bigger the ROAS, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And, of course, that was the rock slide up there in Skagway that took out one of the piers. It caused all sorts of problems up there for the last 2 years. So this is all trickled down from that. All right. The next story, folks, comes from our friends at MSC. An elderly cruise ship guest has passed away after going overboard on an MSC cruise ship. The man in his 70s and a U.S. citizen fell off the MSC World Europa while it was docked in Valletta, Malta. The man overboard signal was sounded around 4:30 p.m. local time. The 72-year-old American resident was quickly rescued from the water by a life raft and received medical assistance at the scene. However, he was pronounced dead after being transferred to the hospital, according to an update by local authorities. It is unknown how the passenger went overboard. Local magistrate Charmaine Galea ordered an investigation, which is ongoing. Marine tracking shows that the ship departed Valletta just before 8 p.m. local time. The cruise line hasn't yet named the victim or made a public statement about the incident, which was running about 3 hours late as per their schedule. All right, the next story today, folks. Royal Caribbean has announced that they have entered into an agreement with the Charters de l'Atlantique shipyard for a seventh Oasis-class cruise ship, which will debut in 2028. The sixth Oasis-class vessel, Utopia of the Seas, will debut this July and offer short cruises from Port Canaveral. It's kind of interesting on the timing of this, as between a Carnival's order yesterday and this ship, all of a sudden, the cruise industry has $3 billion worth of cruise orders, new ones. All right. Holland America is set to enhance its Alaska cruise tour offerings for the 2024 season, introducing significant upgrades to the McKinley Chalet Resort and the new Gold Rush experience in Dawson City, Yukon. Cruise line is sailing with 6 out of 11 ships in Alaska this summer, starting on April 27th. With the MS Koningsdam. A new addition to the Alaska Cruise Tour itinerary is the complimentary Klondike Gold Tour for guests visiting Dawson City on select Denali and Yukon cruise tours. This tour provides an immersive experience into the Klondike Gold Rush era, taking guests to significant historical sites, including the original gold discovery site and Gold Dredge 4, led by a Parks Canada guide. The tour offers insights into the history of gold dredging and the events of the gold rush. And the final story this morning, folks, comes out of New York. We've had one previous story on this, and there are some troubling aspects of this story. In mid-2023, two New York City councilmen proposed a bill that would limit cruise traffic and require cruise ships to only use shore power when docked in the city's ports, rather than using diesel engines, which emit harsh fossil fuels. Lately, there's been a new flurry of activity surrounding the bill, which takes a harsh stance against the cruise industry. According to City Council members Alexa Aviles of Brooklyn and Eric Bocher of Manhattan, each day cruise ships are docked at the ports in Red Hook, Brooklyn, and west side of Manhattan. Nearly the same amount of carbon is released into the atmosphere as what would come from 34,000 idling tractor trailers. Now, it's not clear where that information came from or if that was a figment of their imagination. One of the troubling aspects. In an effort to combat the pollution, the council members introduced a bill in 2023 that would require ships to only use shore power, a more environmentally friendly alternative to diesel engines typically used by cruise ships while docking in New York ports. While the bill doesn't ban cruise ships per se, it does include a proponent to mitigate cruise traffic and would create challenges for vessels that need to keep their engines running in port in order to provide electricity on board. Now, the things that I find most troubling about this story, folks, is not the fact that New York wants to make sure their pollutants are controlled. We all recognize that that's been a long history of the cruise industry. What these two clowns are not taking into consideration is the steps that the cruise lines have already taken to alleviate that situation, number one, like the development of LNG, for instance. Not a word said about that in this statement of these two clowns. And they want to use shore power. Well, that's great. Every ship that can go into Red Hook can hook up to shore power. Manhattan doesn't have shore power. So how can the ships hook up to shore power when it's non-existent? I mean, you know, Manhattan's got to put shore power in so it can be used. And they don't say that either. So if you want to complain about the pollution from the cruise industry, dudes, at least get your facts straight. I promise I wouldn't go on a rant today. That wasn't a very good promise, however. All right. Let's go over and see who's in the chat room. Who's with us today? Hot Air Tom. Thank God it's Friday. Next Friday, we'll be on our way to Tampa. The cruise on the Jade. Mike's with us. Hi, Mike. Steve's here. Good morning, Steve, out in Kentucky. There's my buddy, Gary Older Than Dirt. He's down in Florida, of course. Bubakar Sadikon. Hi, good afternoon. No idea who that is, but welcome aboard. Emily's here. Hello, gang. Bubakan Sadikon, how is your family members? Something tells me that's a scammer. Chili's Cruises, you still have some sound issues, stuttering like the old man headroom with Ronald Reagan videos years ago. The audio is breaking up here and there. Damn it. Man, I've run every test I know to do. I'm using a totally different outlet. I'm baffled now. I thought this was cured, so I've got to do some more work on that and test things out again. What can I do here? All right, let's try this. That's the headset. That's the headset. So if I take the big ass microphone, come out of there. Now, I don't know, folks, if this is going to work at all, but maybe we can try it out and see. So, something beeped. All right. New comments. All right, somebody tell me. Let's take this off first. I just realized the mic was muted. So now that was my fault. I didn't unmute myself. Because none of this makes any sense. And Gary says, now no audio. Emily says, yes, everybody, I realize it now. That was my stupid fault. Steve says, no sound. Kenneth says, no. Thank you, guys. I know. Much moving, but no sound. Yeah, no sound now. old mute button, yes. All right, yay, I'm back. Okay. I'll work on that this weekend, folks. See if I can figure out why this is doing this, because I'm completely, I mean, I'm not going to, I can't go out and buy a computer. So and I can't figure out what is causing this audio issue. But I'll see if I can figure it out this weekend because I got some time. All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for today. I will work on this. Maybe I can get it fixed by this weekend. I hope. I'll be here if anything major happens. I'll keep up on, try to keep abreast on all the news. And who knows, can pop up with a live stream anytime, with or without audio. You never can tell. I mean, I might just want to come on and go. That would be fine with me. And see you later, Emily. How's that? All right, guys. It's going to wrap it up. You guys have a fantastic weekend. I hope you guys are doing something. I hope none of you are traveling this weekend because the weather out there is not looking real good for especially cruising in Florida. Could be a damp weekend for everybody. Got some snow coming this way, possibly. I don't like that either. All right. That's it for today, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas and I don't have to worry about audio. Y'all have a great weekend. See you Monday if I don't see you before then.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.